Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Waiting in the strength of hope. Here, a pool called Bethesda, a great number of disabled people used to lie the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, John 5:3. There are two types of waiting: waiting because you have to, and waiting because you want to. The people around the pool at Bethesda waited because they had to. They needed to bathe in the healing waters. One man had waited years to be healed. But when approached by Jesus, the man found himself being asked, "Do you want to be made well?" Joseph Parker probes these two ways of waiting. Walk with Joseph Parker, an English preacher and church leader in the 19th century. The world is a hospital. The person who is in the most robust health today may be struck before the setting of the sun with a fatal disease. In the midst of life, we are in death. Life is a perpetual crisis. It can be snapped at any moment. Blessed is that servant who shall be found waiting, watching, and working when his Lord comes. These folk were all waiting, groaning, sighing. A sigh was a prayer, a groan was an entreaty, a cry of distress was a supplication. All the people in the porches were waiting. Are we not all doing the same thing? We are waiting for help, waiting till our ship comes in, waiting for sympathy, waiting for a friend without whose presence there seems to be nobody on the face of the earth, waiting. One method of waiting means patience, hope, contentment, assurance that God will redeem his promises and make the heart strong. The other method of waiting is fretfulness, impatience, distrust, and complaining, and that kind of waiting wears out the soul. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 5, verses 1 through 15.
John 5. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well.
Father, teach me what it means to wait on you for my every need. You have promised to provide in your time. Guard my heart from fretfulness and complaining. Make my heart strong to hope.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.